Rian Grobler and Ronel Day. Ons is lifter brings us to 8 o'clock. And, well, hopefully love at the end of the day, sometimes as we chatted to Peter, isn't all that's needed. And if you want to find out more about our chats and listen to the chat we had today with Peter, please pop onto our website. Later on today, tomorrow, it'll be on under the podcasts. It's 8 o'clock. It's news time. In your top stories, President Ramaphosa receives an honorary doctorate in Malaysia. Ballistics experts to testify before the Madlanga Commission. Banking Association welcomes SA's exit from the FATF grey list. And sports news with Mike Godfrey. President Ramaphosa says he accepts the honorary doctorate he received from the University of Malaysia, Malaya in Malaysia, with deep humility. Ramaphosa is currently on a working visit to Malaysia to strengthen diplomatic relations. The institution conferred the honorary doctorate on Ramaphosa this morning in recognition of his visionary leadership in national development. It also honors his strong commitment to democracy and human rights, especially his advocacy for the Global South and Palestinian people. Ramaphosa says that while the honorary doctorate was conferred in his name, it recognizes South Africa's struggles for democracy and freedom. A forensic ballistics expert from the South African Police Service is scheduled to testify before the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry today. The new witness is expected to provide evidence linked to the murder of the Vereniging engineer Armand Swart. Swart was shot 23 times outside his workplace last year when alleged hitmen mistook him for another employee. The commission will hear from more witnesses during the week as it continues to investigate corruption in the criminal justice system. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has invited the private sector to partner with the government in revitalizing the country's passenger rail network. Creasy unveiled a new request for information process yesterday. The new process invites ideas and investment from the private sector to help modernize and grow the rail system. It covers various projects, including developing a smart ticketing system, upgrading train depots, and introducing regional rapid trains. Creasy says the new process is another major milestone in efforts to make the rail cornerstone of the country's transport and logistics systems. Six people were killed after a minibus taxi collided with an SUV in Dalstrom near Belfast in Mpumalanga yesterday afternoon. The two vehicles were involved in a sideswipe collision. All six of the deceased passengers were in the taxi. Eight people, including the SUV's driver, were also injured in the crash. The Provincial Department of Safety and Liaison says the cause of the crash is under investigation. The Banking Association of South Africa has welcomed the country's exit from the Financial Action Task Force's grey list. South Africa was removed from the list after it managed to address more than 20 compliance gaps with global anti-money laundering standards, the FATF announced on Friday. The association says the decision is expected to give a much-needed boost to business and investor confidence. It, however, warns that the country's ability to tackle financial crime will continue to be assessed ahead of the next FATF review. International news. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness has issued mandatory evacuation orders for several areas as the country braces for Hurricane Melissa. Melissa is now a Category 4 hurricane, expected to make landfall in Jamaica today. The hurricane is forecast to bring destructive floods, landslides, and storm surges to the region. The government has warned that many communities, including parts of Kingston, may not survive the anticipated flooding. The Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, along with several international partners, will remain on high alert to provide assistance. And now over to Mark Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mark.
Good Monday morning. Perfect weather and sea conditions prevailed for this weekend's annual Piet Marlin paddle ski race. This race was filled with international paddlers. I met a couple from England, and paddler John Fielders, he finished the race, and he also went to Durban and paddled in the World Series there as well. So it's drawing some big visitors. Paddle ski is becoming a real popular sport throughout the world. Results of the men's, the singles race, which was from the Orient Beach to Yellow Sands, and as I mentioned, in near-perfect sea conditions. Not many runs, bit of a slog, but a great race. So it was won by Andy Burkett. Second went to Nicholas Notton from the Peninsula Canoe Club, and third went to Oscar Jones, an international paddler from Australia. And we move on to the ladies. This was won by an international paddler, Danielle Richards from New Zealand. Second went to Kira Bester and Jade Wilson, both now paddling for the Peninsula Canoe Club. I must say, Jade Wilson looks like a mermaid and one of the darlings of the ladies' paddle ski racing. Then we move on to the men's doubles, which was raced on Sunday from the Hoon to Yellow Sands. And what a great event this was. Andy Burkett and Matt Fenn took the honours there. Andy won both the singles and the doubles. I'm sure he made history in doing this. So congratulations to Andy and also his partner, Matt Fenn. What a character Matt Fenn is. Really lovely guy. So well done. Ladies doubles was won by Kira Bester and Jade Wilson. Well done, Jade. She's doing some fantastically well. A little bit of drama at the start for the singles paddler, Peter Mitchley. He returned to Orient with a broken rudder. Looked like his weekend was over, but this did not deter him from completing the doubles on Sunday with his partner, Dylan Anderson, from St. Francis Bay. Well done to both these paddlers. Paddlers never give up. And congratulations to all the paddlers. In fact, a hearty congratulations. It was a great weekend, enjoyed by all. A lot of good comments from the paddlers saying how well it was hosted. So congratulations to Shaul van Baek and his lovely wife Bernice, and obviously their team, who are really a buzz. And really, they stand out and put SA Paddling right at the top when it comes to organizing paddle ski races. You want to do a good race, contact Shaul and his lovely wife Bernice.